Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Graziella Hall. And we really have had two wonderful guests.
Terrific.
Starting off with Sherry and how she got in business 40 years ago. I love the story.
Very informative.
Yes, very, very much so. And I like the people who kind of find a dream, and it turned into business, and it worked. You know, some people have a dream, do it all their life, but nothing happens.
And it sounds as if she so enjoys what she's doing.
100%. She's a bubble. Yeah. Actually, they both were bubbly.
Yes, very.
You know, and then Susan Orange, who does the advocacy for disabled people or for seniors in general, same thing. I mean, that was another, you know, the two of them, it was just invigorating this morning. Then we had old-time radio, and now we have the Christina Lu Show. The energy in this room today is just, it's on fire. We are on fire.
See, we're just energy healing today, John.
Energy healing. Energy healing. Energy healing.
Well, what
so hello,
great
Christina.
Show. And it was really, you know, I mean, I sound like a broken record, but I do say this every week because it is true. We really have guests on
the
show.
I'm the best at what you're going to try to say.
I mean, I didn't want to just dive in with that yet. But, you know, they're so invested in what they do, mm-hmm. both of our guests and all of the guests that we really have on. And that's what makes it so great. It's not just someone like who's just a job and you just have to deal with it. You know, these are people who got into their path because it was meant to be and they're passionate about it. You know, and I will give him the second guest, Susan, was my aunt, my mom's sister. And she really did a fabulous job. And it's something that she's passionate about, advocacy. I mean, she had work. She's retired now, you know, but this is something that she really wants to get back into because she does feel passionate about it. So it's we come
people
from a big
that.
Family of
people
helping
need,
other people.
Yeah, people need an advocate, unfortunately, today. It's a shame. We were, this is a true story. Yesterday, we were in a facility to visit a client who had hurt herself. I think I said it earlier. Mm-hmm. And Peter went out because the woman had to use the facility. And he was told, you know, it's in the middle of our shift. We're kind of busy right now.
It's horrible.
Well, you can't do that.
I know.
I mean, there's nothing more important than a lady, if she needs to use the bathroom, help her out. And there's two guys with her, which we can't do anything. You know, and it's like, what, are you kidding me? And I knew, I didn't know the story because he went to get her. And I was sitting there. When she walked in, the puss on this woman. And so yep. I said to Peter, you know, and she took her into the bathroom, and I said, that's an attitude, wasn't it? He says, oh, she didn't want to come. But Peter's, he doesn't give in.
Yeah.
So it's a disgrace.
No, and you need to, you know, and I think
coerced
about.
Coerced her.
No, 100%. And, you know, and I think about that all the time, you know, because unfortunately, you know, a lot of these places, you know, of course there are going to be the people who are the good eggs, but there unfortunately is a lot of, you know, bad eggs in the situation
right.
who. You know, I mean, they're not, listen, it's not like a high-paying gig, so, you know, there's all the kind of reasons why people are kind of pissed off.
Right.
But
right.
it's still, you're dealing with a human being.
Still your job, though.
And it's unfortunate because, you know, especially working where I work, I mean, you hear this all the time, people who have to stay in these, you know, assisted livings or rehabs, you know, and I look at with my grandfather, you know, and it was, you know, he was blessed that he had people to advocate for him.
Right.
You know, and speak up for him. And, you know, even a couple of years ago when my dad was sick, you know, my dad's not a sickly man. He's certainly vocal, but his health, he had a bit of a health issue. And if it wasn't for my mom advocating, which, you know, we won't let Jimmy forget it either because, you know, my mom really fought tooth and nail. And, you know, because they were throwing in the towel. And this was in a hospital,
remember,
like a very well-known hospital,
remember,
you know. And it was, they were saying, you know, it was so grim and it was horrible. And my mom was, like, not standing for it. And we laughed because, you know, if anyone knows Barbara is, like, so strong-willed. She's, like, the best. And she will, like, fight tooth and nail for someone she, like, cares about. And we were laughing because they said only my mom would end up part of, like, the doctor team. You know, when they do, like, the doctor rounds
right.
and there's all the different doctors. And there's, like, Barbara, like, in the whole, like, mix of things. I was like, because she would, like, make these suggestions. They'd be like, great idea, you know. And she was really fighting. And then, I mean, my dad has made a complete, he's back to his old tricks. You know, so he's same old. He's living his best life.
He's living the dream. If the Barbara were back.
But it's really, you know, I always say that to my mom because I tell my mom retires, and mom, you should like totally just be like an advocate for people, because she really, it's so important. And, you know, and even you were saying, John, when you go to the doctors, half the time you just completely space out.
Yeah, of course.
You know, which is normal. You know, I don't even know my own self when I've gone. You know,
I'm doing a note. I've been a list. You know, a laundry list. I want to ask.
Yeah. Right, right, okay.
Because otherwise one forgets.
See, and then you leave. But that's exactly a wonderful.
And you're not getting an answer until next six months later go by.
No, and it's so, because we've done, which I actually want to do again, you know, we've had doctors come on and we do a segment called, like, How to Talk to Your Doctor. And we even have brochures that we try to give out at Project Independence, because preparing is so important, because this way you go in, because I mean, I even know myself, you know, especially if you're nervous and your brain is not thinking what, you know, and so you just, if you have something written out, you're able to actually, you know, hit all those points.
And then you leave, and then when then try to get them on the phone again.
Yeah.
You know,
that's the point, you finish.
Forget it, that's it.
And even that 10 minutes, the way they schedule you.
I know.
It's rare that you get a doctor sitting there and chatting and they're, you know, the doctors I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
And that's why you don't mind waiting, because they're usually running late. If we're going to sit there for an hour, they say, honestly, I don't know.
But
the
I think that's wonderful,
answer.
Though. But so I feel like that's how it should be, because having that, you know, bedside manner really is something that I feel is so important. I get our society and I get things, how things have to go. But, you know, and if you can have someone to go with you, that's the best, because this way, you know, I even know with you, John, you say, you know, they asked certain questions, you know, whether it's your partner or your wife or your daughters, you know, so having someone else there to kind of bounce these things, and not everyone has that, but that's why there are these, it's important to advocate for yourself.
Oh, 100%.
It's essentially, you know, something that is, it's not always the easiest thing. But
I had one, I just got to tell you one quick one. I had one, five people came. Peter, my wife.
I love that.
My brother. I know, and Megan. Megan's my middle daughter. Megan's a tough girl. So doctor walks in and says, oh, my God, you know, like, what do we have here? So we talked for a few minutes, and she tells Peter to sit down, the doctor. Peter says, no, I'm comfortable. I'd stand. No, I'd rather, why don't you sit? I don't want to sit.
Oh, it sounds like that would happen with my family.
No, have a seat. I'm standing. I'm fine. I'm always sitting in a chair. I'm sitting. Okay. So she says, she's talking for a minute. She said, I'll be right back. She walks out the door. Megan says, Peter, sit. And he sat right down.
I love it.
Oh, it was funny. But that was the last time. That was a crew. But it's good to have a person.
Yeah.
There's no question about it.
Because, you know what I'm saying, even if you're, like I said, when you're nervous, and I know I've been in that situation, it's just everything, it's just too much information for the brain. And you can't even, begin to process certain things.
Yeah.
And it's really, it's something so important. And, you know, when my aunt approached me and was like, you know, I'd love to come on and talk with, she wants to go to different libraries and talk with, I said, listen, we're always in Project Independence, you know.
Oh,
preaching.
That's cool if she wants to start going
and
around.
And preaching how important.
She's dynamite.
Yeah.
I mean, she really is. She'd be a great.
She's like the greatest storyteller. I mean, if you want to hear a ghost story,
right,
Susan's
right,
your girl.
That's, you know.
but that's always, you know, we love like to make her tell stories very theatrical. But, you know, really, the important message we always say in Project Independence is to advocate for yourself. Prepare for everything, you know, because unfortunately, a lot of times, you know, you get in these emergency situations, and if you haven't set up a plan or some kind of idea and to think about these things, I mean, all hell breaks loose. You know, it's really something important. So it's a message that we are preaching in PI. And I want to remind people that we only have a few spots left for our Aging in Place conference. They are flooding. I mean, it's insane how many registrations are coming in. We were even able to kind of extend it a little bit, you know, the
number. You have a tent now.
Yes.
It's at Harbor Links.
It's at Harbor Links, yep, on October 29th.
October 29th.
At 8:30 to
October
1. 29th. And it's really, it's a free event. Transportation is available for those who need it. So when you register, please say that you need transportation and we'll note it. And also, if it does fill up, we're going to have a wait list, and you are always able to attend the expo. So the expo, there's going to be about like 70, 75 different exhibitors.
Right, okay.
From all different, there's really interesting people that are going to be there, you know, and it's such a great place, I feel, to go, and it's almost like you're shopping, you know, because you go, you can meet people, and the people that they have coming are so knowledgeable about their organization, and it's really, I think, takes some of the pressure away, because half the time it's like, who do I call? Who do I get mm-hmm. in contact with? Who's the right person? This way, the exhibitors, you're able to do that. And then the panel itself, the keynote speaker will be Dr. Carney, who was over at Northwell. She's like the guru in geriatrics over there. So she will be our keynote speaker. And then from 10 to 11, we're going to have our Veterans Benefits and Entitlements panel. And there's a bunch of different representatives from the VA who will be there. And then 11:15 to 12:15 is our Medicare 2020 updates. So we will have, you know, the open enrollment, talking about the different changes in the 2020 Medicare. Sherry Glazer, who was actually just on it, will be on the panel as well. It's going to be really an important thing, and you're certainly going to be able to take away some great information. So,
and it's always done very nicely, 100%. I've been to, I think, all of them, to be honest with you, and they're each one is tremendous.
Yeah, it's, you know, it is, we work on this very hard, our department, and everyone's kind of got their role in things, and there's a lot of heavy hitters there, you know, and it's really great to be able to have them all in one room and to find out about it. So please register if you are interested. Like I said, there's really slim pickings on the slots, but there is a couple left. So please call 311 or 869-6311 to register for that. And also quickly, I just want to remind people, you can register for your flu shot. The next one is going to be Monday, October 7th at Great Neck Social Center, and then October 22nd over at Port Washington, and October 23rd at the Yes We Can Community Center.
Okay. We'll do? We'll take a break. I'm trying to figure it out time-wise.
Yes.
We'll go with your break early. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.